You're listening to Finding Direction, where we help people who feel lost find direction in their life. We interview the most passionate and fulfilled people and reverse engineer their life to uncover how they found direction. In doing so, we uncover strategies, tactics, and actionable steps you can apply to live a life of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm your host, Stu Massengill, and thanks for listening in.
What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. I am pumped for us to hang out another time, and this time we're diving into another bonus episode where it's just me and you having a conversation looking at how do you find your purpose, and then more importantly, once you find that purpose, how do you live in that purpose and maximize this experience that we have called life? And today, the topic that we're going to be diving into is why you should choose to be happy right now and how to start. And as we dive into today's episode, this one really is near and dear to my heart. And I'll share a bit more pieces of my story as we go throughout this episode. But as I grew up in my life, I'm 29 years old today. But as I grew up in my life, I wouldn't have necessarily identified myself as someone who was happy until I was probably about 20 years old. So for the first 20 years of my life, I wasn't someone that, you know, if you're like, hey, tell me five traits about yourself, like happy was not in there. And now when someone asks me to give them five traits about me, it's like, I am ridiculously happy all the time. And it's because over the last decade, I've learned some really crucial things that have allowed me to be happier in my life. And so I am so excited to dive into this conversation with you and share some of those things on how you can find happiness if you're not feeling like you're very happy in your life, or if you feel like you're happy, how can you be happier? How can you increase and amplify that feeling? Because once you live a life where you are happy all the time, I gotta tell you, it's pretty amazing, right? When you choose happiness, and I say choose very carefully because it is a choice. It's a choice to be happy. It's a choice to be sad. And so today, let's dive in. And the three things we're gonna talk about, or six things that we're gonna talk about, is three reasons why you should choose to be happy right now, right this moment, not in a month, not next Monday, not next week, not in a year, why you should choose to be happy right freaking now in your life. That's the first three things we're going to go through. And then I'm going to give you three things and three ways you can start now, right? How do you actually start being happy or increasing the amount of happiness that you have in your life? And so the first reason why you should choose to be happy is you shouldn't wait to be at some place to be happy, right? Let me share with you what I mean, right? Maybe you're going through life and you're going, you know what? When I finally get that job, man, I'm going to be so happy. Or when I finally get in that relationship, oh goodness, am I going to be happy? Or when I, you know, when I'm making 100 grand, 300 grand, X amount of income, then I'm going to be happy, right? If that's something that you are saying, I want you to hear me loud, 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 and clear that that is an empty promise. That is an empty promise. One of the biggest ways that this happened in my own life is when I was in my younger 20s, I was working with a company, and I believed that if I were to get to $100,000 a year in income, then I would feel successful. I would feel accomplished. I would feel happy. And I spent over a year of my life, I spent what felt like a long time, really day in and day out pouring into this mission that I was on. And after working my tail off and finally getting to this place, I woke up one day and I wasn't any happier. Let me share this. I woke up one day and I was at the six-figure mark. I hit the goal. I achieved the thing that I was chasing and pursuing for so long. But when I woke up, I wasn't any happier. When I woke up, I didn't feel any more successful. When I woke up, I didn't feel any more accomplished. When I woke up, I basically just felt the same exact way that I felt the day before, the week before, the year before. And what I began to realize, and what I want you to hear right now, is that when you get into X relationship, when you create X income, when you get to X job, who is the person that then determines that you get to be happy? When you start to get the six-figure income, when you get in the relationship, who's the person that dictates that all of a sudden you get to be happy? Like, is there some, you know, fairy that comes in while you're sleeping that night and sprinkles fairy dust on you, and it's called happy fairy dust? And you wake up and all of a sudden you're happier because this fairy sprinkled this happy dust. No, unfortunately, there's not a happiness fairy dust. I wish there was, and that would be cool. But the reality is, you're the person that determines that you get to be happy once you achieve XYZ thing. When you get into the relationship, you're the one that decides you get to be happy. When you get the job, you're the one who decides that you get to be happy. When you make X income, you're the one who decides and determines and then chooses that, okay, now I'm allowed to be happy. So my question to you right now is, if it takes XYZ to achieve for you to think you can be happy, and when you get there, you're ultimately the one who chooses that you then get to be happy once you've achieved it. Well, if you're going to be the person that gets to choose that you get to be happy, then if you're the person that determines that's when you can feel happy, why not determine and choose to feel happy now? Why not happily achieve rather than achieve to be happy? What would your life look like if you said, you know what, I'm not going to go after this thing because I think it's going to make me happy. I'm not going to go after this relationship because it's going to make me happy. I'm not going to go after this income because I think it's going to make me happy. What if you changed it and you went, I'm going to be happy right now because I choose to be happy? And I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can start to do that in just a moment. But what if you said, I'm going to choose to be happy right now, and then as I'm happy in my life, well, then I'm going to go get X income. Then I'm going to go get into X relationship. Then I'm going to go get X job, right? And the reality is that when you're happy now, you're going to bring that relationship quicker. You're going to bring that job quicker. You're going to grow into that income faster because you've chosen to be happy now, not let your situation dictate your happiness, right? So understand, again, the big question is, if when you achieve this thing, you're the one who determines that that is when you get to be happy, why not choose to be happy now? And I promise you, my friend, that if you choose to be happy now, those 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, year, 2 years, however long it takes you to get to that X, that thing, you're going to enjoy that process so much more because you chose to go through it and be happy rather than all the other things that you could feel, rather than waiting to feel happy, right? Your life is going to be so much more joyful, so much better, so much richer, so much more fulfilling because you've chosen to have happiness as a part of your life today. So that's the number one reason you should choose to be happy right now. And the second reason why you should just choose to be happy right now, and this kind of ties back to the first point, is you are the only person who's truly in control of how you feel. I want you to think about that. You are the only person in control of how you feel. If you feel stressed, that is your choice. If you feel depressed, that is your choice. If you feel excited, that's your choice. If you feel loved, that's your choice. If you feel happy, that's your choice. If you feel sad, that's your choice. You are the only person in control of how you feel. There's a quote by Sadhguru. I looked it up and I want to share it with you because I thought it was so powerful, and I think it's really going to give you the point that I'm trying to share. As he said, when someone else can determine whether you are happy or unhappy, is that not the worst kind of slavery? Think about that for a second. When someone else can determine whether you are happy or unhappy, is that not the worst kind of slavery? Think how much power you may possibly be giving to other people, to situations, circumstances, by letting other things be in control of how you feel. One of the most beautiful gifts and one of the superhuman things we were given as humans on this earth is the ability to determine how we feel if we practice and we work on it long enough, right? For many of us, it's not something that you're innately born into. When you go, oh, I'm going to choose to be happy or I'm going to choose to be pissed. It's like, no, you're just like, well, I'm happy this thing happened or I'm angry this person did this to me. But truly the superpower we have as human beings is if you can work on it enough, you are the only person who's in control of how you feel, right? It's like to give someone else the power over you to make you angry, to make you upset, to make you frustrated, to make you stressed, to give someone else that power over you, man, that is a dangerous thing to give away. That's a dangerous thing to give away. And if you just blow in the winds of circumstances, situations, and other people, you're going to be a lot more stressed, pissed, angry, frustrated, sad, depressed, because you're letting those things dictate and determine how you feel. Right? Again, the truth, and I know for some of you go, no, I'm depressed because this thing happened, or I'm you know, angry because this thing happened. The truth is it's a choice. And I know that may be hard to hear, but also at the same time, if it's hard to hear, the beautiful part and the counter argument of if it's hard to hear is the beautiful part is that means that we can now do something about it. We're no longer sitting in a place of, no, I'm pissed because this thing, I'm stressed because this thing, I'm depressed or frustrated because of this thing. Now that we're aware that we're in control of how we feel, we can begin to change that thing, right? So stop giving situations and other people that power over you, right? You are the only person in control of how you feel. So why you should choose to be happy right now is because you're in control. Would you rather live a life of sadness, or would you rather live a life of happiness? Would you rather live a life of stress, or would you rather live a life of peace? Like, you get to choose how you feel. And again, it's a muscle, but if you build that muscle, it will strengthen, right? Maybe at first something happens, you go, man, I'm sad because of that thing, or I'm pissed because of that thing. And then you go, wait a second, Stu said that I can control this thing. Okay, that thing did happen. And then boom, you use some of these other skills and things I'm going to share with you in just a moment to then go back to being in a happy place. And this isn't, you know, what do they call it? Like toxic positivity. We're like, I'm just going to be happy and put a smile and like, holy crap, my life sucks, but I'm just going to, it's real happiness that you can create in your life. And if you do that and you know that you can choose it, again, you can work on it. Maybe the first time something happens, it's angry, you go, okay, I remember Stu and I were having that conversation and he said, I can choose happiness. So let me do it this time. And then maybe the next time it happens, you go, you know, no, I'm pissed. I'm frustrated. I'm sad. I'm depressed. And it gets the best of you that time. But again, it's a muscle. You start to be more aware of this. You start to be more conscious of this. You're going to build that muscle. And ultimately, you can live a life of continuous happiness, right? It's like you go to the gym and lift a dumbbell once in your life, you're not going to be fit. But if you go consistently and you practice daily lifting weights, you're going to get into good shape. Same thing with this. If you practice daily being in control of how you feel, regardless of what's going on in your life, it is going to allow you to get better at choosing how you feel. All right. So that's the number two reason you should choose to be happy right now, because you're in control, my friend. And the third reason, and this one actually is a quote. And I go back to, you know, I was mentioning earlier, I didn't identify as someone who was happy when I grew up. And so one day I was in high school, actually, and I was going through and I was just like searching the internet, and I was searching like happiness and how to be happy and like just all these different things around happy, because I just wanted to be happier in my life. I really wasn't happy. And I found this quote and I ended up printing it out. I put it on my wall at one point. I put a bunch of pictures of my friends, and this quote was at the center. And the quote's much longer, but the piece that I want to give you, which hit me the hardest, is the quote is that every moment of sadness is a moment of happiness you'll never get back. Think about that. Every moment of sadness is a moment of happiness you will never get back. That 5 minutes that you chose to be sad, that 5 minutes you chose to be, you know, angry, that 5 minutes you chose to be upset or frustrated or, you know, depressed, like that's 5 minutes of happiness that you're never going to get back in your life. You'll never get that moment back. So if you'll never get that moment back, why not again choose to, instead of have those 5 minutes, that those 5 days, those 5 weeks, maybe for some of us those 5 years. If we go, man, I had a year where I was sad, and that year of sadness is a year of happiness I'll never get back. If that's what the past looked like, well, then why not choose to say the next year, I'm going to make sure that I have moments of happiness, not moments of sadness. Because again, the quote is that every moment of sadness is a moment of happiness you will never get back. All right. So those are the three reasons why you should choose to be happy right now, my friend. Again, not next year, not next week, not next month, not even next hour, like right now, All right. Say it out loud yourself. Say, I'm going to choose to be happy right now. Say it with me. I'm going to choose to be happy right now. Beautiful. You're rocking it. So let's go into now the three things you can do on how to start being happy now. And the first thing you can do to start being happy now is focus on the small things. Focus on the small things. There's another quote, and it's something like this. It's that the person that is truly happy in their life isn't the person that finds happiness from going to the moon. It's the person who finds happiness in a stranger's smile every single day. So think about that. Are you waiting for some big event to be happy? Are you waiting for some gigantuous thing to happen to be happy? Or are you finding the small, little, beautiful things every single day that you can grab happiness from? Right? Maybe you go, man, I went to the grocery store today and, you know, I checked out and I had this beautiful interaction with the clerk. And man, I'm gonna choose to have that moment make me happy and bring me happiness. Maybe it's that you're cooking dinner and you have a meal and you go, man, I get to have food. Like, there's people in the world that don't even get to have food every single day. There's millions of people that are starving, right? So maybe you have dinner and you go, man, I get to have dinner tonight. Maybe it's not this luxurious $10,000 dinner, but it's food. It's a good meal. And maybe you go, man, I'm going to choose to find happiness in that little moment of just having dinner. Maybe it's you're hanging out with some friends and you go, man, I'm going to choose to let this little moment bring me happiness. Maybe you're hanging out with your significant other. You go, man, I'm going to let this moment bring me happiness. I'm going to find and I'm going to capture and I'm going to own happiness in this moment. And I promise you, if you start to go throughout your days and you say, I'm going to let small little things build my happiness, you're going to be getting to the end of your days. You're going to go, man, I feel so much happiness in my life because I didn't wait for this gargantuous thing to make me happy. I decided and I made a choice to find happiness in the little things. Because when you make that choice, I promise you're going to start to see things in your life every single day that can bring you loads of happiness that you maybe just weren't aware of or you weren't giving credit before. If you say, I'm going to choose to find happiness in the small things rather than the big things, everything in your life begins to change. All right. So that's one way you can start being happy right now. And another way, and this is an awesome way, I love this way, is another way you can start to be happier is make somebody else happy. There's something about humans that when we give something away, it allows us to receive it in a greater capacity. Someone once told me this. They said, you cannot receive with a closed hand. Think about that for a second. If you want happiness, but your hand is closed because it's not open to giving others happiness in their life, you can't receive. Right? You can't receive with a closed hand. So if you want to be happier, find ways to make other people happier, right? Maybe it's that you are at the gym, I don't know, and you walk past the person that's checking you in at the front, and maybe you give them a compliment. Maybe they got some cool shoes. You go, man, those shoes are awesome. And all of a sudden you see that person smile, that person light up, that person get a little bit happier because you made them happy. And you go, oh, I'm going to capture that moment. I'm going to get happiness from that. Maybe it's you go do a kind favor for somebody, right? Maybe you're checking out at the grocery store, and I don't know why I got all these grocery store scenarios today. And maybe because we all go to the grocery store, so it's an easy way to implement this. But maybe you see an elderly person checking out, and maybe you just go up to them and say, hey, any chance I can help you take those to your car? And they go, do you work here? You go, no, I just figured I'd lend a helping hand. And maybe that old person, that elder person goes, man, that made me feel good. You made them happy. And that's going to increase your happiness, right? One of the best ways you can increase your happiness right now is just make it a mission and a part of your life to say at least one time a day, I'm going to find a way to make someone else happy. Could be your friend, could be your family, could be your child, could be your dog, your cat, could be a random stranger, could be a colleague, could be your boss, could be an employee. If you said every day, I'm going to make it a point and an emphasis that one time a day, I'm going to make somebody else happy. If you do that over the next 30 days, your happiness levels are going to skyrocket through the roof. And if you do it more than one a day, holy bejesus, you are going to be a happy person, my friend. All right. So that's the second way. And the third way that you can start to be happier right now is focus on gratitude and what you have versus what you don't have. Right? Sometimes the reason you can sit in a place of unhappiness or sadness or depression or whatever is you go, man, Sally, Joe, Christina, they got these things in their life and I don't have those things. Or you go, man, I want to achieve these things in my life, but look at where I'm at right now. I'm not even close to that thing I want in my life. And sometimes what we can get so focused on is you can look for the things you don't have. You can compare yourself. You can, you know, look at all these things that you don't have when the reality, my friend, is every stage of your life, you're going to not have some of the things that you want, right? As you achieve the things you want, guess what? There's going to be new things that you want. And as you achieve those things, there's going to be even more things that you don't want, or more things that you have that you don't have, more things that you want that you don't have yet. So if you're continuously focused on what don't I have, what don't I have, what don't I have, that's probably going to make you a little more unhappy because you're always focused on the things that you don't have, which doesn't bring you happiness. So focus on what are the things that you have. Maybe you have this big thing you want to achieve and maybe you go, man, I'm not quite there yet. But what I do have is, you know, I took step one. I took step six, right? And I'm on the right path and I can focus on that I have this right now. Or maybe you go, you know, one day I want to be doing this thing and I'm not quite there, but man, I got to help a few people today, right? And that's awesome. That's what I do have. And also, again, with focusing on what you do have, it comes back to gratitude as well, right? Maybe you say every single day, you know, at some point of the day, maybe it's the morning, maybe it's the night, I suggest doing it morning or night, preferably morning, but again, you could do it at night when you're maybe heads on the pillow and you're going to bed, is ask yourself, what are three things you can be grateful for today? Right? Could you be grateful for the air in your lungs? Could you be grateful for a relationship you have in your life? Could you be grateful for some friends you have? Could you be grateful for a trip you just went on? Could you be grateful for that you have a home? Could you be grateful for that you have food, that you have clothes on your back, that you have shelter, that you have a device that allows you and I to have this conversation, right? It's like, what are a few things that you can be grateful for? And if you focus on gratitude and what you have, that's another way that you can increase your happiness versus focusing on what you do not have. All right. So those are a few things you can do right now. My challenge to you, again, would be look at some of the reasons why you should choose to be happy, right? Number one, don't wait to be happy. It's an empty promise, right? Number two, you're the only person in control of how you feel. So you might as well choose to be happy now. And then remember, every moment of sadness is a moment of happiness you never get back. So go through those things and then start doing something actively every single day. Remember, we're big, 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 big action people on this podcast, right? You, me, we are action takers, my friends. So the three things you can start to do to be happy is focus on the small things, right? What are the small things you can choose to get happiness from? Make someone else happy and focus on gratitude and what you do have. And my challenge to you is over the next couple days, let's just say 2, 3, maybe 4 days, pick one of those ways to be happy and make that your priority for the next 2, 3, 4 days. And watch how your happiness is going to start to increase. All right, you do that, my friend, you're going to be happier. And I promise you, I said it at the beginning, I'll say it again, but when you find that balance, that sort of peace, that flow of living a life where you are truly happy all the time, it is a ridiculously beautiful life. So I'm telling you, put in the work, do what you need to do to live a life of happiness. And I promise you, it's not going to be one that you regret. All right. So thank you for hanging out today. It's been an honor to have this conversation. I truly, and I say this from the deepest place of my heart, I'm so grateful that we get to have this conversation every single week to help you find your purpose, help you live and maximize your purpose and do it together every single week. So I really do want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for spending time with me. It's an honor. And if you enjoy this show, what I would love to hear from you is if you could go to iTunes and leave us a review and let us know, what do you like? What do you love? What do you want more of? Let me know there so I can make this podcast, a show better for you every single week, because that is my mission, is to serve you at the highest level. So if you do that, it'll take 60 seconds, I promise. And I would be so, so, so grateful if you take a moment to do that. So I want to say thank you in advance for those of you that are action takers and go make that happen. And if you want to continue to stick around and hang out with me on the podcast, I got another episode coming in just a minute with myself and a guest, and we're going to dive into their life, how they found purpose, how they maximize living their purpose. So if you want to hang out, don't feel the need to go anywhere. Stick around, and the other episode will be up in just a moment.